Welcome back to another episode of Sports Castle. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jared.
This week in local sport, Knights Prodigal Son returns.
Wanderers conquer Green Wave.
Rosellas outwing the Seagulls in the Battle of the Birds.
Colts fail to show in season low.
And the Eagles soar above in NPL. All that and more in this week's show.
Let's go.
All right, mate, as is tradition, we might start off with the Black Diamond AFL this week. A couple of interesting games, a couple of closer ones we might have thought, but we'll start off with the Central Coast Derby. Killarney Vale, they hosted Wyong Lakes and got a fairly comfortable win, mate. The weather was obviously a factor in most of these games with some pretty inaccurate kicking across the weekend. 10 goals, 18-78 to Wyong Lakes, 2 goals, 6-18. Brendan Lewis was best on ground for the Bombers, mate. That all but secures the Bombers' place in the finals, which we finally got confirmation is a 7-team final series. So
seven
out of 11. It doesn't take too much. But yeah, I'd say pretty much the top five are secured, and it's just those teams sitting in sixth and seventh now. To another win should pretty much lock them in with a bit of a gap those bottom four.
It's good to see that Sportscastle's been asking the big questions, mate, and they finally got their answers. But
had to get it from the man Josh Callanan, mate. He was the one that came back with the answer. So thanks, Josh, for clearing that up.
Black he's Diamond. Not even a bloody AFL tragic, I don't think. He's cricket and league.
There's nothing that man doesn't know. That's why the Herald pays in the big bucks.
That's right. No, it's good. Killarney Vale, good, mate. They love it back at home. So, yeah, they obviously made the most of the windy conditions.
No, they did, mate. In other games, Nelson Bay hosted Cardiff up there at Tomaree. 2 goals, 6-18 seemed to be the score of the weekend. And Cardiff, 22-14, 146. Big Jack Lennon got right back up amongst the league leaders with 6 goals and a best on ground up front, mate. So nice little day out in the breeze at Tomaree.
Yeah, very good. And they obviously bounced back from their little minor hiccup the week before, mate.
Yeah, mate. I think we predicted as much. So Nelson Bay, a very different rival to Newcastle City. Speaking of Newcastle City, they travelled over to the edge of the lake to play Warners Bay, sorry. Warners Bay 3-9-27 to Newcastle City 7-15-57. Probably thought Newcastle City would have won this one by a little bit more, but looks like it was a bit of a grind and they got drawn into it a bit by the Bay. Ethan Durbridge was the best on ground for City there, so good showing for City. Consolidates them in third spot and puts a bit of a gap between them and Warners Bay in fourth.
Maybe they got all their energy up from the week before when they pipped Cardiff, mate.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows, mate?
Maybe Murray had a day out.
Maybe Murray was just being a defensive weapon. I hear a whisper he's going to make an appearance in the fourth grade competition, mate. So
that's good. I've heard a whisper you've been training with the Swans, mate. So you could be jumping ship too.
Yeah, mate. Well, I'll just go straight past the Black Diamond, straight to the AFL, mate. I'm not mucking about here, not here to fuck spiders. next up, mate, the Hunter Derby. Maitland 5-5-35, Singleton 6-16-52. From what I'm told, Singleton were a bit wasteful in front of goal and probably could have made this a lot more of a drubbing, I suppose. But yeah, Jackson Collichu with 3 of those 6 goals and Big Scott Moore best on ground for the Roosters. So that locks them into the finals pretty much. So that's a great effort from them after being promoted.
They had a bit of a slow start, Singleton, didn't they?
They did, yeah. They took a couple of weeks to get started. But,
I wouldn't say they're the form team in the comp, but they're better in the second half.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. They might give I think the way the finals work will be if they run fifth, they'll play against fourth, so that might give Warners Bay a bit of a rattling. If Warners Bay end up running fourth, that'd be a cracker. Actually, I reckon that might be the match of the round if the ladder stays as it is.
So the minor premiers get a week off.
Minor premiers get the week off. 2 plays 7, 3 plays 6, 4 plays 5. The minor premier then plays the lowest of the winners the next week, or the losers are eliminated, and then the other two winners play each other. The winners of those two games go to the grand final.
So that's over in 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah. So if you're first, yes, you get a week off, but there's no double bite. And no one gets a double bite at the cherry. So it's an interesting final series. I don't know about 7 teams. It doesn't really reward. I imagine you can't. Imagine if Wyong Lakes or someone sneaks into 7th and then goes from there to win the comp. Like,
can happen, mate.
That's it. I mean, the maths tells you you've only got to win about 40% of your games and just string 3 together. Done. Final match of the round, mate. Gosford, 10 goals, 13-73. Travelled to Lake Macquarie, 3 goals, nothing, 18. Wind didn't affect their accuracy in front of goal, mate. They were on fire, the Dockers.
They were perfect. Mate. 3 set shots, mate.
Yeah, so big Josh Barty, 3 goals for the Tigers. He was the best of theirs. An abbreviated round this weekend just because there's not 2 full rounds, so they need to catch up the byes. So I think about 5 teams have byes this weekend. There's only 3 matches.
So to big chance of a win last week, you had to kick more than 10 behinds.
Yeah, pretty much, mate. That's pretty much the story. Looks that way. So, but this weekend, round 14, we're into. Nelson Bay hosts Newcastle City, mate. I think the Blues will get that one done.
Yeah, mate, I agree 100%.
Lovely. Next one, mate, this one could be an absolute cricket score. Wyong Lakes host Terrigal of Oakar, Donsmore Oval, 2 o'clock on Saturday. How much they win by?
I reckon Terrigal will get 150-plus.
I was going to say 25 to 30 goals, yeah, exactly right. I wouldn't be surprised to see Terrigal crack, 180 points, and Wyong Lakes struggle to get much more than double digits. So Terrigal of Oakar in a big win there. And then Singleton, they will look to further secure their finals fate and maybe close the gap on Warners Bay, with Warners Bay having the bye this week, and when they host Lake Macquarie at Rose Point Park up there in sunny Singleton.
Yeah, I'll predict Singleton, but I reckon Lake Macquarie will kick at least one behind this week.
Nice. Will they kick more goals than last week, though?
I reckon they will. I reckon they'll get four.
Lovely, mate. I'm gonna put it out there. I'm going to say it's going to be 94 to 29.
Goals or points?
That's a score. So, yeah, 94-29. So, pick a score. That's paying big on the tab. So, as I said, mate, with that 17 final series, I mean, we've got our top three sides there all but locked in. Cardiff, Terrigal of Oakar, and Newcastle City. Warners Bay and Singleton are also, I can't see them missing there because of the gap from back to eight. And then Killarney Vale and Gosford, I mean, I know they've both got buys this weekend, but they only need to really get one more win on the run home over the next few weeks to lock in their final spot. So, it looks like the top seven's been decided, and it'll just be, you know, finishing order. And you probably want to avoid, if you keep Killarney, Vale, Gosford, and Singleton, you really want to get to that fifth spot and play Warners Bay rather than, you know, either Cardiff, Terrigal of Oakar, or Newcastle City in the first week of the finals to at least give yourself a shot of getting to week two and, you know, causing a bit of a boil over and, you know, sneak into a grand final. And as we know, anything can happen in a big dance.
Yeah, well, that's what we've said all year. There's not much between those top three. So, yeah, you really want to avoid them at all costs, I reckon.
Yeah, it'd be very interesting to see how it pans out as we head on. Just got a bit of an update to the goal scoring race, mate. It's alive and well with Jack Lennon's bag on the weekend. Pat Gillingham from City's on 41. Jack Lennon on 40. A bit of a drop back then to Josh Murphy, who's also from the Hawks, on 33. Bryce Singleton from Killarney Vale on 31. And Tim Ether on 30 from Gosford. So, Bit of a race on our hands there, you know. Only just over 10 goals separating five blokes. A couple of bags there, and you can find yourself right up in the lead.
What do they call that? Not the golden boot.
I don't know, mate. I don't think they don't seem to have a name.
Maybe
for
we
this stage,
the sportscaster could nominate it.
Maybe ask Josh Callum, and he'll probably know. So, anyway, jumping right along, mate. We'll jump in from the Sharon to the Steedon. The NRL, mate. Start with Origin. What were your thoughts on the Origin match, mate? Disappointing loss, obviously, but Queensland were the better side, I thought.
Yeah, they were. They threw everything except the kitchen sink in that first half. But I know they lost in the end, but Christ, they defended well that first 40 minutes. They to be leading at half time.
Yeah, mate, it was a little bit fortunate in a few patches there. We got a couple of rubs of the green, and then a couple of other things went against us. I guess the big talking points were Maloney going to the sin bin. I thought it was pretty clear cut.
No penalty try.
It couldn't have been a penalty try, so because of where it was, so it was a professional foul. That was the big one. And then obviously a few people were not happy with your man Billy getting the Man of the Series award.
I was filthy, mate. I picked the score but the wrong way. But yeah,
I'm not sure what that's got to do with Billy Slater, but anyway. Yeah.
He played well, but Man of the Series in a losing series. It's like kissing your sister, mate.
Oh, mate, I don't have a sister, so I wouldn't know about that. You've got a brother that looks like a sister, but
Justin Bieber.
But apparently the story goes that there was three judges. They all put in 4-3-2-1 votes each game for the matches, and Slater ended up with the highest points tally by Beesdick from, I believe, Maloney and Tedesco. So at the end of the day, mate, none of our blokes played that well. I think from what I can gather, he got man of the match from two of the judges in game two, and he did play quite well, but I was a little bit surprised. But as you and I know, we do the Sportscastle Medal, mate, and we quite often have very varied opinions on it, so.
Yeah, well, I'll pick five and you do five different guys, so. Yeah.
Well, you got to stop picking guys that aren't playing, mate.
Yeah, I know. Like the super coach.
South are playing Newcastle and you've got Cameron Smith for 5 points. Billy Slater. yeah, exactly, mate. So, obviously, Blues got it done 2-1. It wasn't the clean sweep we wanted, but good to have a series win.
Finally.
Yeah, it's Jared Haynes, it's been a long time.
What's the biggest drought, that or the Wallabies and the Bledisloe? That's been longer.
England in the Soccer World Cup, but that's a whole nice story. Round 17 is behind us. There's a couple of crackers in there, mate. Your boys, the Storm.
Touch footy.
52-30 over the Dragons. There's 1,000 tries in that game. Panthers, Mate, Jerome Luai and Tyrone May, they're playing again this week. I see that they've said they won't start their Stars tomorrow night. They'll rest them again this week. So
against the Sharks.
Yeah, Panthers 36, Warriors 4. Warriors, very disappointing. That was great, though. Super coach, mate. I played against a couple of blokes. They had Sean Johnson as their captain. He had got 17.
They even play.
Yeah, so... and then, mate, the game I was at, the Bulldogs 28. They led 28-16, I think, or 28-14 with about 6 minutes to go. And then enter Blake Austin. Yeah, Lee Dooley.
Super sub.
Super sub, mate. Come on and just tore it apart. Joey Leilua obviously carried on like a pork chop after he scored his try. That was probably unnecessary. I just abused Morris, mate. Like, Morris brothers wouldn't hurt a fly, so I don't know what he's doing abusing him, but anyway. And then the Gold Coast Titans, I think they, you know, got mixed up with whether or not they meant to turn up or not. They got done 34-0 by their big brother Broncos. So, mate, I think the top eight's pretty much set. It's just the finishing order. It's going to take a bit of a miracle for either Canberra, the Tigers, to get in there. But, I mean, it's mathematical, but like a lot of things, it's unlikely.
That's right, mate. That is 100% correct.
Nothing else to add. That's lovely, beautiful. Moving on, round 18, that game that we touched on, the Stars being rested. The Panthers will host the Sharks on Friday night, 6 o'clock at Panther Stadium. She'll be cold out there, mate.
She'll be cold, and she should be a good game.
Well, hopefully, yeah. Matty Moylan will get a lovely welcome home, I would have thought. But, yeah, Panthers will rest Peachy, Maloney and Cleary. But the future looks bright, mate, with Jerome Luai and Tyrone May there. And young, his name escapes me, young fellow on debut at fullback for the Panthers, is it Caleb Aiken?
Aiken, yep.
Yeah, so it'll be good to see. There's big raps on him. So very interesting to see because, obviously, the Panthers, their spine at the start of the year was Dylan Edwards, Maloney, Cleary and Wallace. None of them are there at the moment. So
tired or injured.
They've just got a spare spine around, you know. Could give that to the Eels. They're a bit spineless.
Yeah, they certainly are.
Who do you like here, mate?
I'm going to go Panthers in an 80-minute tussle, mate.
That's good, mate. Well, it's good to see they're not playing Raiders footy and just turning up for 60. So I'm going to go the Sharks, mate. I just think the experience of the Sharks will show through here. Next up, mate, the Knights versus the Eels. I'll be down at this one, mate. You're brushing it.
Yep.
Got the eldest one's birthday.
Big 10 for Byron. Happy birthday, Byron.
Raise the bat, son.
Yeah.
10 years old, already bigger than Dad. That's great.
He is. Danny Shortlegged is getting a run.
But Knights versus the Eels, mate. Obviously, Mitchell Pearce back in for the Knights. And interestingly enough, Nathan Ross named as a bench utility. Yeah, and Nick Meaney making his debut at fullback.
So that's the usual, that's the 5-8 game. So there's only one game Friday night this week.
No, there's two on Friday night, mate.
There's one. Oh, sorry, there's no Thursday because of Origin. Sorry, yeah, you're right.
You're back to sleep, mate.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm going to tip the Knights, mate.
Like I just said, Panthers Sharks, 6 o'clock Friday.
Yeah, why I picked Cameron Smith when it's still
good to see, good to see you listening. You're going to go who, sorry, mate?
I'm going to go Knights by plenty.
I'm going to go the Knights. I don't think it'll be by plenty. I think this will be a dead set arm wrestle in the freezing cold.
Shout out to our man, Jared Mullen, who got a new job at the Anytime Fitness gym during the week, mate.
Did he?
In his hiatus from the Knights.
Yeah, good to see him just kicking goals, mate. I don't know, is he selling supplements or...?
Meet him at meat if you want, mate.
Yeah. Next up, mate, the Bulldogs and the Rabbitohs, 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon at ANZ. I expect there'll be a crowd of at least 600 for this one.
Yeah, 85,000 seats.
Yeah, so, mate, can the Dogs get the Rabbits here, mate? Rabbits off the bye, the Dogs off that loss to the Raiders?
No, mate.
Yeah, short answer, no. Both of us on the Rabbits there. Next one up, mate, the 10-year reunion. Manly Seagulls versus Melbourne Storm. Reminiscing. You would have loved that game, wouldn't you? 40-0. Grand Final 2008, 5th of October.
I thought you were talking about Fight Night, mate.
10 years ago.
Glenn Stewart.
Mate.
Yeah, no, I was in England at that time, mate. I was crying through the phone, but...
I remember, I think I spoke to you afterwards, actually.
Yeah, I think I had a few beers that night. I rung everyone in Australia that night, I think.
How was your phone bill?
It was huge.
George. It was huge. Big Al pay that for you?
Nah, Eric is dead. Yeah, mate, I don't know.
Manly, short story, mate, let's go.
Manly's hard to read. I'm going to go my boys, mate, Storm.
Yeah, I'll go the Storm too, mate. Brave man to tip against them at the moment, especially with Cameron Smith not having to back up from Origin. I'll be surprised if all of their stars back up, but yeah, certainly think most of them probably will. Next up, the Raiders host the Cowboys, GIO Stadium, 7:30, Saturday night, mate. Can the Raiders go back to back?
Yeah, mate, they will.
They will?
They will, and they'll do it in a pretty fashion.
Mate, I like looking Nick Kotrick at fullback. I think it's going to be good. So
he's a good player.
He's a very good player, mate. So you'll see him at fullback and
Michael Oldfield, former Manly boy.
Yeah, he's been running around for a few weeks, and I think Rapana is back this week, mate. The big boy.
He is. They got their fab three in the back line, mate.
Yeah, so that'll be good to see, mate. And yeah, I'll go the Raiders there as well. Broncos hosting the Warriors. It's a bit of a danger game for them, especially if the Raiders win, because that's close that gap on whoever loses here. So, mate, the Warriors are just so hard to pick, though, aren't they?
Yeah, hot, cold, in one week, out the next. But Broncos have three in a row, mate. I reckon they'll get four in a row.
Broncos, it is at Suncorp, 2 o'clock Sunday. Next up, mate, the Dragons host the Tigers. 4:10 on Sunday afternoon at Jubilee Cogra.
This would have been match of the round about a month and a half ago.
Yeah, going back a bit. Still could be quite an interesting one. And see for the first time in many years in West Tiger Strip, Benji and Robbie.
Benji and Robbie are back. The boys together, the band are back. Dragons will be smarting from their touch football defeat last week at the hands of the Storm, mate.
Oh, mate, you can let it go now. It was a week ago.
It was great. It's great.
Who are you tipping, mate? Let's go.
We'll be at the wedding at this time, but I'm tipping the Dragons.
Yeah, lucky the Storm aren't playing at the same time, otherwise we'd have to move your wedding. Yeah, I'll go the Dragons as well, mate. Last game of the round, Gold Coast Titans hosting the Sydney Roosters, 6:30 Sunday night at the Cbus Super Stadium, the only ground that looks empty than ANZ. The Roosters by 1,000.
Yeah, pretty much. The Roosters 20+, I reckon.
Yeah, I'll just go 13+, mate, with the fact that Wallace and Arrow are back and they both should be pretty fresh because neither of them did too much last night.
No, it took about 8 hit-ups between them.
Yeah, lovely, mate. So that's the NRL done and dusted. Might jump into the next one, mate, which brings us to lovely Group 21 Rugby League, mate. Aerolax Australia, our friends supporting that one. Some interesting results or lack thereof, mate, over the weekend.
Certainly was, mate. And we said earlier that Greta didn't even turn up, mate.
Yeah, mate. So we'll start with that one. Scone defeated by forfeit Greta Brankston. So Greta Brankston lose 2 points. So that puts him in the negative. First time I've seen a team in the negative on competition points.
Yeah, normally you just lose premierships or something, but
Normally you just go back to zero. You
know, it happens a little bit in English soccer when teams go into administration, yeah. -10, but
they're not just English either.
Anyway, Italians, so Troy obviously had a sale of Aerolax on the weekend, mate, and couldn't make it.
No, mate, I think he's still injured. So other games, Denman nearly got the upset against Singleton. So Singleton 18, Denman 16, which puts them 5 points clear of the Devils for that fourth spot into the finals. And with only 3 games left, Denman would need to win every game and have Singleton lose every game. So I can't see that happening. And Aberdeen and Musselbrook in the tabletop battle. Aberdeen got home on the road at Olympic Park 18-12. So that sees Aberdeen have sole hold of the lead by 2 points on there on 20. Scone 18, Musselbrook 16. Singleton back on 11, Denman 6, and Greta Brankston -1. So, mate, this week is the big game is Musselbrook Singo on Saturday. We start off with 4:40 at Olympic Park. Who's going to win that one, mate? Can Singleton bounce back from their only a narrow win over Denman?
Yeah, mate, I reckon they can.
You're going to go to Greyhounds?
Yeah, I reckon they need to get a bit of form before the semis, mate, and I reckon they might cause a little bit of an upset.
Yeah, well, the way the ladder sits at the moment, mate, there's a good chance these two will play each other in the first week of the finals anyway, but I'll be tipping the Rams to get up over the Greyhounds at home on Saturday afternoon. Next up is Aberdeen. They're hosting Greta Brankston. I don't know if Greta will make the trip up. Sure, they can't forfeit back-to-back rounds. Maybe they'll just forfeit the last 3 and finish on -7. So, Sunday, 2 o'clock at McKinnon Field, mate. Who do you like here?
I don't like Greta this week, mate. I reckon Aberdeen just.
Yeah, I'd be quite surprised if last beat first. I'll be going with the Tigers as well. And the final match of the round, also 2 o'clock on Sunday at Scone Park. We've got the Scone Thoroughbreds hosting the Denman Devils. Scone, it's been a little bit between games after that forfeit, mate. Can they get up for a Denman team? It looks like they've improved a little.
Have improved, mate. What do you say?
It's must win for Denman. If they don't win, their season's done and dusted. Yes. And, I mean, they're going to run 5th if they lose this week. There's no question mark about that. They can't drop to 6th. So.
Yeah. I reckon it'll be close, but I reckon that Aberdeen will get it done, mate.
Scone? Yeah, Scone playing Denman, mate. Come on.
Yep,
you're on fire tonight, aren't you?
Half asleep, mate.
Story of your life. So, yeah, both going for the Thoroughbreds. They only did a Musselbrook Singleton game splitting us. Moving on, mate, Newcastle and Hunter Rugby League. Unfortunately, a lot of the scores weren't up. Only the scores were provided, not try scores and stuff. So I haven't been able to get hold of a lot of this info this week, which is a little bit disappointing. Your boys, mate, Belly South Rabbitohs, headed down to Cardiff on Saturday afternoon and got a 40-12 win there. Fingal Bay, they knocked off Raymond Terrace in the derby, 30-24. Katara with the upset of the round, they knocked off Dora Creek at Dora Creek, 12-10.
Did we pick that?
No, you did not. You went with Dora Creek, mate. So, and Shortland, boosted by Tamana Tahu and Chad Redman, as we've tipped on the show a couple of weeks. He played his first game out there. And they beat Stockton 26-24.
Cracker.
Dez and Daniel Bauer taking the field along with the two Bay boys there. So that was an absolute top of the table cracker, and see Shorty jump up into first.
Well, that's a good account of themselves considering the cattle they've got over there at Shortland, mate. So
yeah, mate, there's no lacking of firepower over at Stockton either.
Early grand final prediction there.
Yeah, mate, she's an open one, and there's some cracking games this week after those results that are going to be very crucial. And start off, Shortland at host Cardiff, so that's first versus last. I think Shortland should win that one pretty comfortably. Set the early game, Saturday 2:30 at Tuxford Park, mate. You know, back the Devils or the Cobras there, mate?
Shorty Devils all the way, mate.
Shorty Devils all the way, mate. I love it. Your boys as well, Katara Bears, mate. They host Fingal. Fingal make the road trip down to Hudson Park, Saturday 3 o'clock. Ken Katara, I mean, they've been a bit up and down. They knocked off Stockton the other week, then they lost like the week before, and then they had a win over Dora Creek. They're not killing the giant killers, mate.
They're a bit like Maitland Blacks in the rugby. They play well against the good teams and not so well against the teams they should beat.
Oh, I don't know if you could say that after last week, but we'll get to that in a bit, mate.
Yeah, mate, I'm going to go Murray's men again, mate, the Bears.
Yeah, that'll be a crucial game, mate, because that could get Katara right back up into those top spots.
Where's Fingal sitting, second last?
Yeah, that would be correct. They would be second last at the moment, even with their win over Raymond Terrace last week. Speaking of Raymond Terrace, they host Belmont South up at Lakeside on Saturday. Last time these two sides met, I think there's only 2 points in it, mate. So Belmont South, they look like they're on the improve of that big win over Cardiff. Look for big Jake Briggs to steer the boys around and chalk another W and really put the pressure on those ladder leaders.
So they'll probably end up finishing about fourth, mate, and I think they'll need to continue on, and I reckon they'll get it done, the boys from Belmont.
Yeah, well, they're certainly under pressure from Katara for that fourth spot, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. And then we have a second playing third, Stockton host Dora Creek on Sunday afternoon, Lynn Oval at 2 o'clock, mate. They're back at home after a couple of away games. Sharks or the Swampies here, mate?
Sharks, mate.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dora Creek to bounce back. And get the results.
They're not at their luxurious home ground, mate.
Nah, mate, it's looking good. I went past on the train again today. I actually a bit of a shout out. Got a bit of a thank you from the groundsman from Dora Creek. He loved the shout out. But like I said, one of the best grounds out there. If anyone has any other grounds that they really rate, feel free to shoot a message in and let us know. More than happy to give them a mention. A lot of blokes put a lot of hard work in during the week so that guys can enjoy the fruits of their labour during the week.
Maybe we could have like the Sportscastle medal, the man of the week, and ground of the week.
Don't ground of the week. We might have a ground of the year though.
Alan Davis.
A ground of the year. Early so,
nomination.
Yeah, we'll see what we can come up with there. Maybe might award that. I don't mind a ground of the year. So shooting your nominations.
Might have Waratah Oval, mate.
We might give out. Well, no, not after last Friday.
Claret on Waratah Oval.
Yeah, not after last Friday night. Won't be. They shut number 5 on us bastards. Had to play 20-minute halves. I was terrible. I only just had enough time to warm up. But, yeah, so that might be an idea. We might even try and do one a month, just announce one the last show of each month for the next couple of months. We'll probably get July, August and September, and then we'll announce a winner. So we'll belatedly award June to Neville Thompson Oval out there at Dora Creek. And, yeah, shoot in your other ones, guys, and see what we can come up with. It'd be good. And that's all codes, obviously. Don't mind what it is. Let us know. So the other thing this week, B-grade, we did... obviously, the D grade last week. We're getting the B grade this week, mate. Woodbury Warriors, they went down. One of their first losses of the season to the Malabula Panthers, 16-26. North Newcastle, 14. West Wallsend, 24. University, 32. Dudley, 4. Wallsend, Maryland, 32 against the Kersley Crushers, 12. So that ladder really looks quite interesting now. Sorry, I'm just trying to bring it back up. I've misplaced that. Give me one moment. So... while I'm going through that, we'll have a look at this week's fixtures. So Friday night footy, mate, which I believe will be broadcast by our friends at Bar TV. We'll see University. They'll host Woodbury Warriors, which that'll be an interesting one, mate. University sitting in sixth, but and Woodbury out in first above Malabula there. So, yeah, you'd expect Woodbury probably to be the favourites heading into that one.
Yeah, they would, mate. Bar TV got a bit of a fetish with uni on a Friday night.
Well, mate, it's just a bit, they just cover the Friday night game.
Yeah, I know, they've had a couple.
Well, that's because uni's one of the few teams that play on a Friday night.
All right, okay. Yeah, Yeah, no, that's reasonable, mate, but probably got good lights, but yeah, I'm going to go Woodbury.
And we'll go the Warriors, mate. The Woodbury Warriors there on the road. Next one up, the Battle of Wall's End, West Wall's End versus Wall's End, Maryland. So fourth versus third, a win here could see West Wall's End jump the Magpies jump the Tigers there. But yeah, certainly an interesting comp. I'm just looking at the ladder. Everyone's had a draw nearly. The draws galore. But yeah, so do you see West Wall's End getting this done at Les Wakeman Oval at home on Saturday at 2:30, mate?
Wall's End Maryland by 6, mate.
Wall's End Maryland by 6, mate. Yeah, I've been impressed with West Wall's End. They've been building a little bit, mate. Old hardhead Jamie Watts out there and the young buck, the super rep star, he'll tell you all about himself, apparently. Daniel Melmoth, he loves a chat about himself. So anyone wants to go out there and listen, mate, his teammates tell me all the time when we're out there. Just, mate, yeah, don't let him get in front of the microphone, apparently. So next up, mate, the Battle of Lord and Spoon. Dudley there on 2 points. North Newcastle on 5. The pressure's on. Tony Delaney and his boys as they head out to Dudley Oval to take on the Dudley Magpies. Mate, who do you like, either Blues or the Magpies at Dudley? Come on, mate, let's go. Pick someone.
Newcastle.
North Newcastle?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, I'll go with them as well, mate. I did have it pointed out to me that you take longer than this one of the boys from fourth grade pointed out. You take longer to make a decision about games than his daughter does to decide what to wear, and she's about 7, I think, so... Mate, you might want to work on that. You're getting some pastings from the fans.
Just want to make sure I get it right, mate.
And it wasn't Robbo, just so you know. He was stoked with his Man of the Week nomination. He was strutting about like King of the Walk in the Waratah change rooms the other night. Final match of the round, mate. Kersley host Malabula out at Jeffrey Park at Kersley on Saturday at 3 o'clock. This one could be an interesting one, mate. Kersley have knocked over a couple of good sides but then lost some games that they probably should have won. Can they get it done against a Panthers side that's flying high after a Woodbury went over Woodbury last week at Woodbury?
No, mate. I think they're going for the minor premiership. The boys are in Malabula, so
the Panthers. I'll be trying to close that 2-point gap the Warriors.
Rushy will be tuned into this one over in England, mate. He loves Malabula.
Does he? He's the king of Malabula, James Rushy, isn't he?
Was once, yes.
Yeah, once upon a time. Mate, there's kings of everywhere. So just like, you know, where we are right now, the Owen Craigie Studios, mate. He's a king of Newcastle. That bloke, great man.
We should have got
Him on.
We should have got the coaches central up here after training.
Oh, big Bad Barney, yeah, that would have been good. We are in the Charlestown neck of the woods this week, mate. But that's the A and the B grade wrap. We'll have a look at C grade next week and catch up on where it's at, and then back to D grade again. So good to see you, mate, and plenty of good footy this weekend.
6 weeks to go before the semis, like most of the other sports.
Yeah, mate, it's a bit of a mixed bag. So let's just have a look at the fixtures here, and this week's round 10. Only 4 more weeks before the finals, mate. So 4 weeks plus this week. So
mate,
should get back through most of them again.
Gearing up for a big bumper back.
Yeah, I think we might, when it comes to their finals, because they might be a little bit early. We might do a full rundown of all the finals, I reckon, mate. Might even see if we can get a guest on.
Minute by minute blow, mate.
Mate, you can blow whatever players you want, but I'm not going to.
They love it down there at Malabula.
Mate, the Shorty Devils would love it. Belmont South, mate, you'd be all over Cade Snowden, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Big Cade. He's not called Big Cade for no reason.
That's right.
He's a good man, Cade. Moving along, mate, we might jump into the real NRL action. Some interesting results, as we touched on at the start there. West, they got the job done over Lakes 28-22. Tries, big Sammy Keenan with plenty of points again. He got a try. Brad Tye. O'Donnell, Matt Herman and Jordan Warboys with tries. Big Junior Rokika got across. Katie Charles, Sean Boss and Jack Kelly for Lakes, but not enough, which sees Lakes lose their top spot on the ladder. They lose their top spot to Maitland, who got up over South, 32-20. Luke Dormer, the double, mate. There's a Adam Clydesdale getting across. Isaac Upton, Geordie Connolly, Joshua Griffith as well. And young Lachlan Walmsley, who had a bit of a write-up in the paper. Apparently, you're me and Bellyache's keeping an eye on him. And Louis Schneider, Harry Van Darter, the former Canberra Raiders under-20s fullback, and Jacob Affleck with the tries there, but Maitland far too strong, even without big, bad Dane Tills. So that's certainly very interesting, mate. Other results, mate. Macquarie and Central, a draw. That throws a cat amongst the pigeons in terms of where people sit and... You know, the odd points with league, because normally they all land up on the 2-point margins.
Did see old Mr. Bettridge was busily tweeting and whoever wanted to listen on Saturday night saying we are not bottom anymore.
Yeah, mate, he was all over that. And speaking of that, mate, we sent out the ladder on Instagram a couple of times, a few technical difficulties. Big thanks to former Central and Wong superstar Rowan Kelly, who kept providing us with some editorial to let us know that we'd fucked up. And thanks to that, Rowan. He's a good man, Rowan. I've always had a lot of time for him when he's been running around on the footy field. And I think he's still wandering around with the Hamilton Hawks at the moment.
And running around with Mobby in second grade, I believe.
Yeah, he's been coming off the bench as well. But, so that one, mate, it was four tries all and three goals. One missed goal each could have been the difference. So,
Brad Murray.
Yeah, Brad Murray, goal kicking, and Scott Briggs. So plenty of opportunity there, but apparently it was an absolute cracker. It was 10-8 at half time, and the Scorps just came home strong and hung on for the draw, mate, which, considering they've still got a few blokes out injured, was probably a good result. And the Messiah, the Freaky, returned and led Curry to a win over Cessnock in the Coalfields Derby. Three tries to one, 14-6. So great to see. And my man, mate, Reed Alchin across from another try. He's back, the big fella, the big second rower.
Carter suspended?
I believe so, yeah, that's correct. So Carter's out of action at the moment. But they still did have, a few of their names there with Chanel Matiatia, Marvin Filippo running around for them. But, just not good enough to go in as to get the Bulldogs last week. So that sees us with Maitland on top on 12, equal with Lakes and West. West, of course, have the game in hand. South's on 10 alongside Curry, who also have a game in hand. Central 9, Macquarie 7 and Cessnock 6. It's a funny old ladder, like, you can be first one week, lose a game or two, and all of a sudden, you're down the bottom, then you win a couple, you're back at the top. But Maitland were off the radar again, they led early. I mean, it's only
not Macquarie,
six points separate first and last with, I think, about six rounds to go or something. So, yeah, it's certainly anyone's...
They're not out of the race, but...
They're only two wins away from fourth, so...
To pull
you can't afford to drop too many games in a row. You dropped two or three games now. And
South and Lakes, weren't they 1-2 last week?
Yeah, so I mean, now they're 2-4. So, and West could jump over them with that game in hand. So Lakes could essentially be third, or South could drop to fifth if Curry win.
It's good, mate.
Oh, it's great, mate. It's great. So even as it comes, next week's footy, mate, it's good, a bit of a split this weekend. Not all Saturday games like last week. Saturday, we've got West hosting South, the derby game, mate. Who do you like here?
Mate, third versus fourth. Cracker. West by a field goal.
West by a field goal. Sam Keenan, the man?
Yep.
Yeah, I think West will get the job done too. I think they'll march on and take the minor premiership over the remaining rounds. As I said, there's about six rounds to go, so I'd expect West to probably pick up five wins, plus their game in hand, so... Yeah, I think they'll get the minor premiership. Macquarie, they take on Maitland. This is an interesting one, mate. Maitland back in a bit of form, but Macquarie found a little bit last week and probably starting to welcome a couple. I know Big Adam Swadling's front in the judiciary, but...
Scorpions, mate, from a reserve match from a month ago faced judiciary too.
Yeah, mate, that's been done and dusted. I think that was a few weeks ago, so... they've been busy at the judiciary, the Scorps, mate, but back onto the first grade focus. Who do you like here, Scorps or the Pickers out at Peacock Field Saturday afternoon?
Mate, I'm going to stick with the Pickers. I think Maitland's buzzing this year. Both their codes are doing well, and I think they'll keep hold
of the minor premiership. Boys are back in
black. I'll keep their minor premiership hold for another week, mate, at least.
Oh, yeah, maybe, mate. We'll see how that goes. I'm going to go to the Pickers as well. I think the Scorps probably need this win. Another loss here really starts, especially if, South or Curry get a win, it really starts to gap the field a little bit. So you don't want to fall with 6 weeks left, three wins behind, I wouldn't have thought. Moving on to Sunday, mate, this one should be an absolute ding-dong affair. Lakes hosting Curry. Lakes will be stinging after that loss to West on the weekend, and Curry with the freak back there, Jade Porter, they will be flying high. So be great to see... the Dogs that travel down there to Carl Oval to take on the Seagulls.
They will, and if they beat them this week, mate, they can jump above them. So
yeah, I think they'd need to beat them fairly comfortably, mate. Their for and against differential is about 50 points, I think, from memory. So they'd need to beat them by about 30. So, they could pull level with them on points. I mean, essentially, if there was a few upsets this week, like you have a look at it, if say Souths, Curry, Cessnock and Macquarie were all to win, you'd only have 4 points separating the whole tables. I mean, depending on results, and you can't write anything off, but who are you tipping here, mate? Let's get to it.
Lakes.
Lakes, yeah, I'm going to have Lakes as well, mate. We haven't been split this week. Final game, mate, Central. They host the Cessnock Goannas at St John Oval. Barney Miller would not be happy with walking away with a draw. It's a bit like that line you used earlier. They say, kissing your sister.
That's right.
I think they prefer to use the old Sammy Thaiday, losing your virginity. Doesn't have to be pretty, but get the job done.
That's right, mate. That is 100% right. But I've got nothing further to add other than Central are going to win, mate.
Central, mate, yeah. I'm going to go the Butchers as well, mate. So we're going 4 from 4. All the same, mate. So not too much happening there. Might just have a quick touch on the leading try scorers for the competition. Matty Simon still leads the way on 11.
Simon.
From Cameron Anderson of Central on 8. And then Reid Olchin and Ryan Walker each on 7, mate. So he's going well for a young second rower. And young Bradley Murray, the former Parramatta prodigy, played the under-20s over at Parramatta, obviously, before he returned to West. And he's leading the way with 34 goals, 72 points. This season so far from Ryan Walsh, younger brother of Luke. Tell you what, it'd be interesting to see if Luke Walsh takes the paddock for West against Maitland. Geez, that'd be fun to watch, wouldn't it?
Would be,
Luke versus Ryan, so...
Could be a battle of minor premiership.
I don't know if you noted who else took the paddock for West on the weekend. Jack Johns.
Really?
They've got 1,000 halves.
Yeah, nice.
I don't know. I reckon Matty would have been a bit dirty about that, mate, that he wasn't pulling on the black and yellow or even the blue and red Akari.
Was Matty down there?
I don't know, mate. I wasn't there.
Oh, mate. I thought you would have been all over it.
No, mate. You were supposed to be there on Saturday. That was your job.
Oh, sorry.
Too busy sucking on your whistle.
That's right, mate.
Anyway, that's good times, mate. We'll move on to the... you're full of laughs tonight, mate. It's like fucking pulling teeth. Jesus. I might move on to the NPL catch-up game last night. Mate, Reece Cooper's boys, Hamilton, they got the job done over Charlestown, which... really put to cat amongst the pigeon with the leaderboard now. But we'll run back to last week's games, just fire through the scores quickly. The Jets Youth 3 beat Hamilton Olympic 2. Edgeworth soared back to the top of the ladder with a 4-1 win over Western. Lambton beat Adamstown 3-0 at Adamstown. Charlestown City with the upset 1-0 over Broadmeadow. And Lake Macquarie 2 over Valentine 1. Now, myself and good friend of the show, the big Nathan Price, headed down to Crowder's Bay on Sunday and had a look at this game. Mate, it should have been about 20-0. Lake Macquarie had so many chances, it wasn't funny. The highlight of the game for me was, though, the Valentine keeper abusing the linesman and then getting heckled by the crowd and having nothing to say back to him. So, mate, it was an old bloke in the crowd, absolutely tore shreds off him. So, big points to him. He should be at Man of the Week if I had his name. So that sees the ladder now. Edgeworth on top from Broadmeadow, 2 points separate them, only 1 point back to Lambton. Bit of a gap back to Maitland and Charlestown on 22, the Jets on 20. Hamilton 19, Lake Macquarie 16, Adamstown 16, Western 13, and Valentine, I think they're pretty much resigned to the wooden spoon on 8 points. Obviously, mate, I'd say it's probably a race in six for the finals. Obviously, the Jets will not participate, but I can't see Lake Macquarie stringing together enough wins over the final. We've got another 6 weeks as well, so 6 weeks there before the finals.
18, mate.
What's that?
6 wins, 3 points. They'd have to win. One of your favourite phrases, mate.
Mate, they'd have to win probably 4 or 5 of them to get in there. I think the cutoff's probably going to fall. If you have a look at it, allow that teams might get, 10 points out of their last 6 in the top there minimum. Your cutoff's probably going to fall around 33-34, which would mean, Lake Macquarie would need all 18 points.
I think from hearing at Western Workers, mate, they're working on next year with their Supercoach Jallions.
Hamilton, of course, do have that game in hand. So if they can get the win against and they play Valentine, that would put them...
1,000 games in hand.
They've only got the one now, mate, after the catch-up. So that would see them pull level on 22 points, which would make it a very interesting race for fourth spot there, because you'd have Maitland, Charleston, and them all on 22. So, mate, that's very interesting. And I think we might be aiming to record down there next week if we can fit it around schedules, which could be good doing that one. And we'll also have a big soccer wrap, which we'll do as a separate podcast. So lots of stuff happening next week.
And interview coming up soon.
Might even see if we can grab Reece after the game as well. He's promised us an interview. Jeez. So
NPL will be buzzing after
that. Right, so it'll all be happening, mate. So let's jump on to round 17, the sixth last round of 2018 regular season. And we'll have a look, mate. So just some quick tips here. We've got Lambton, they host Valentine, mate. I'd say this will be about 4-0, this one.
Yeah, They'll be licking their lips at the prospect of this, mate. Big win to Jaffers.
Mate, goal difference could become very crucial as we head into the back end of this season, so teams will be looking to take opportunities. Maitland, they'll host a Jets side fresh off a good win over Hamilton, mate, and bolstered probably by a few returning players. From
four or five of them
went over there to the Chinese Super Series. The boys did have a win there, which was great.
Hoff leading from the front.
Yeah, the Hoff did well, mate. So who do you like here?
I'm going to go Jets youth in an upset, mate.
I'm going to go the draw, mate. I'll sit on the fence, get splinters in my ass.
An upset win last week, and I reckon they'll carry on, mate.
Carry on their momentum. Next one, mate, this is an interesting one. Edgeworth hosting Hamilton. This is probably match the round for mine, looking at the matches that are there. So who do you like here, mate?
Well, it's not quite yet must win for Hamilton, but they're really going to have to give a good account of themselves. But I can't see them upsetting Edgeworth, mate. So Edgeworth by a couple.
Edgeworth by a couple, mate. Again, I'm going to go the draw here. You're going to go the Eagles. I think Hamilton are on the improve, and they're probably my dark horses to sneak into the finals, I would think. Next up, mate, the Magic, they host Adamstown. This could be a bit of a mayhem with the two Vigili boys returning. They missed them last week.
Back.
Yeah, so they're both back.
Both? Oh, yeah, one was
there. Yeah, one was suspended on yellow cards, Luke, and James was obviously over there. So, yeah, James will be back. No news yet on whether or not the Jets will offer him a contract, but I think there's plenty of time for that. So who do you like here, mate? Magic and all the Rosebuds?
Yeah, I think Broadmeadow will get back to winning ways, mate. I think they'll get it done.
Yeah, me too, mate. I think they'll get the win here, and if my pick on the last game is correct, it'll see them pull level with the Eagles at the top of the ladder. Final match of the round, mate, a crucial one for Charlestown and also probably for Western. A win here for Western would really lock Valentine to that wooden spoon. And but Charlestown, geez, they'll be dirty. They drop those points in a crucial match against Hamilton, which gives Hamilton, as I said, the opportunity to pull level now. And they'll be looking to bounce back against the Bears. But Steve Piggott, I'd say, he'd be wanting to get a few wins on his way home and play the spoilers, I guess, for a few teams.
They will. And Charlestown, yeah, they've really stumbled once Goodchild got injured, mate, and they're going to have to pick their socks up. But, yeah, I'm going to go draw in this one, mate. Entertaining draw.
I'm going to go the Blues to beat the Bears, mate. So,
Blues? The Walker boys will be putting their feet up this week, mate.
That they will, mate, that they will. They'll be enjoying the bye. I'm guessing they probably wouldn't want to be missing a week. They'd much rather be having a shot at 3 points to keep those faint hopes alive. And so they were certainly – Sam got a goal on the weekend again, but,
Tom didn't.
Tom did not, no. But I think you caught a hat-trick for Sam, so you're wrong.
Oh, I said Tom wouldn't score.
Yeah, but you said Sam would get a hat-trick, so yeah, he only got one.
He obviously didn't try.
That's a big call, mate. That's a big call. So that sees CM pull level with James Vigili on 12 goals at the top of the leaderboard, followed by Cal Bradbury, Matt Cormiford from Maitland, and Braden Crowley from Linton Jaffers. Braden Crowley and James Vigili both going about a goal a game, mate. They're killing it. So that is the NPL, and I think we're getting through in record time tonight, mate, which is great stuff. A little bit of an express episode. I think I only got the Newcastle and Hunter Rugby Union left, if I'm not mistaken.
We are, mate. We're at that time of the night.
That time of the week where you get really excited but can't actually give us an opinion.
I've come in my own here, mate. I'm not on the paddock this week.
No, you've been rested ahead of the wedding.
Could be a spectator.
The other half has you might get down to a game. I'll get to a game, but I won't be a first grade one. I'll pull the boots on Saturday for a third grade cameo, I think. So
going by numbers, mate, you might get out there.
What's that?
Going by numbers at training, you might get a late call up.
For
seconds?
No, probably not, mate. Not probably
first?
Not. No, definitely not.
Been there before, mate. Done that, got a T-shirt.
You only got to get one. It's all the caps that count.
More than me.
Mate, so last weekend, the game that you had there, Maitland 46 defeated Southern Beaches 19. Chris Logan, a real standout for the Blacks, and they're building, mate, starting to really lift their intensity in games and push on. I had a good chat with Willie So on Friday night, loving the culture out there. And really... really building, mate. Hey, the new Willie doesn't go to KFC, mate.
Slimline.
I think he's all kale and quinoa or something.
Shout out to Turi Uini.
Uini,
yeah, that one too.
Yeah, he's been in the Samoan A squad.
Samoan A team.
16 kilos or something, the big fella, so.
Yeah, his brother was giving me a bit of cheek on the weekend, mate, for a cheeky shoulder charge, but.
Yeah, well, mate, why'd you shoulder charge him?
I wouldn't shoulder charge him, mate. I would,
you need to go again.
I'd still be going. He's a big man. But.
Other games, mate. Wanderers 29 got up over Merriweather Carlton, dominated from the front, I'm told, at Townsend. Carlton did have a few blokes out.
Penalty try in front of the green room, mate.
Yeah, geez, that would have gone down well, wouldn't it? Yeah. It would have been baying for blood.
Big Blair Rush, son of Eric.
Yeah, mate, son of New Zealand legend.
He was.
I think he still is.
Still is.
Yeah, mate, I don't think he's passed yet.
No, he's
bring
still
back around. That footy show segment, mate. Alive or cool.
Maybe, yeah.
Nelson Bay leapt back to the top of the table with a 48-0 win over Uni. That was a bit of a bit of a surprise, I
bit
suppose.
Of a shock to your selections.
Yeah,
mate.
I thought Uni were gonna have a get in the arm wrestle, but they didn't even fucking turn up.
No.
And speaking of not turning up, Lake Macquarie headed up to Singleton with 14 players. I think the coach had to pull the boots on and play number 8, and they got up Singo 55-15, which sees them really nipping at the heels of Southern Beaches, mate.
Yeah, and Brendan Holliday was on holiday, mate. He had a rest last week, so.
Yeah,
they've worked Singleton. Yeah, they've worked hard, Singleton, and they've got a few wins.
I think the Roos will be eyeing this weekend's game off against former club mate Caleb Gerrard of the Lake Macquarie Derby, mate.
Calling him the X Factor out at the sandpit, mate, according to Jimmy.
Yeah, people calling about each other. I went out to training tonight there, mate. They were calling each other a lot of things. I didn't hear anyone called the X Factor. I don't think some of the boys can spell X Factor.
Well, I remember the other week the Roos were trying to work out. Uni were complaining that the Lake Macquarie scrum was going on a 45-degree angle, and they said, we don't go to uni, we don't know what that means.
It's all right. I hear uni coaches are buying the Lake Macquarie guys a big box of protractors for next season so they can figure it out.
Chris McCaskey.
Yeah, so maybe Dane LaRouge so we can go out and give him some maths lessons, mate. He's the brains trust, him and Mobby. He's
former uni first grade coach and now defected back to the Hawks.
Yeah. So Lake Macquarie, as we said, they host Southern Beaches on Saturday at Wilders Park. Mate, this one's an interesting one. Lake Macquarie will genuinely eye this one as probably, this will be their grand final, mate. This will be their chance to get a win.
I reckon they'll have 23 this week.
I reckon they'll have about 33. I reckon they'll have some players in reserve right over.
They'll be keen for this one. They gave a good account in the first round, so.
Well, when you look and they play, I think the top four sides on the run home after this, Lake Macquarie.
It's all or nothing.
Yeah, the bye next week, and then they've got Wanderers, Hamilton, Merriweather, and Maitland. So, yeah, this one's their grand final, mate. I would be surprised if they have a few more games where they don't have 15 after this week, but they will be absolutely flooding in this week, and I'm sure VAR has the boys at Southern Beaches primed for it, and Caleb Gerrard will be aware of be getting some extra attention, I would have thought.
Certainly will, mate. Certainly will. Might be a big crowd on hand.
Yeah, I think it'll be a big and rowdy crowd, mate. There's no love lost between these two sides. Plenty of blokes have traversed the edge of the lake via Spears Point to go from one way to the other.
And back again
and around and about. So certainly very interesting. And I think I'll go with Beaches in this one, mate. Stick with the heart. Next up, Merriweather, they host Singleton. They'll be looking to bounce back. And Steve Merrick will have his boys primed to go with another win and knock off one of the Giants.
They'll just be trying to upset some teams, I think, ruin some form coming into the semis, and Merriweather will be looking to get back on the roller coaster, mate.
I think Steve will probably have set them the goal of probably, as you say, ruining a couple of results, and also maybe just set Beaches as the hunted now. Top five is pretty much locked in, and they'll just be wanting to be the best of the rest.
They certainly will, and they have got their big game in a few weeks against Maitland coming up, which I know will be a popular game, mate.
Yeah, I can't see them beating Carlton. I think Carlton will bounce back. There's still talk they may be without Jay Strawn and Wendell Wilhelmus, though. So be interesting to see if Carlton have all their cattle. If they have all their cattle, definitely. If they don't, I'm still going to lean to Carlton at home at the Asphalt Oval.
In a close one, mate.
Yeah, exactly right. I've just thrown my pen away. It's all falling apart here at the Owen Craigie Studio. All right, Nelson Bay, the ladder leaders. I think last time they were on top of the ladder, they came up against Hamilton as well. Get to the top of the ladder and get to play Hamilton, mate. Who's got the Hawthorn Cup at the moment?
Hawthorn Cup is Hamilton.
I thought Hamilton might have it. So, is it still
they
work
took it off Carlton.
Does it still work that you only play for it when you're at home, or is it all?
No, you play for it every week.
So Nelson Bay will be eyeing securing the top of the ladder and getting the Hawthorn Cup.
Yeah. It could be an early push for that minor premiership. If they do win, it'll be a double for them for the year, and that'll push them six, possibly 7 points clear of Hamilton, mate.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. And then you got Wanderers chasing, so they'd be liking to gap that because, I mean, if they lose, they could, depending on other results, they could literally fall down to fourth or fifth with a loss.
Carlton's gone from first to fourth, and
yeah, that's what I mean. Like
Maitland's sniffing at their heels.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. So I think the Hawks will win this one, mate. Bubba will have them primed up. They won't want to go 0-2 against Nelson Bay. It would be a very long time since that's happened.
I reckon.
If it's ever happened.
I reckon there's going to be a huge crowd up there too, mate.
The Groper Dome.
The Groper Dome will be erupting, and I know on a good source that it will be the match of the round. Gareth will be up there, mate.
The dulcet tones and not so dulcet looks of Gareth Wozzeck will be up there.
Yeah, he will be there. So, yeah, it should be a good game up there on the peninsula, mate. And
yeah, mate. Final game, University play Wanderers, mate.
Brad Murray shirt. Not Brad, is it? Not Brad Murray. There is a shield with
this. Yeah, there is a shield. I can't think of the name either. I know what you're talking about. Maybe flick Young your message and we'll give it a bit of a plug on the page. But Uni will host Wanderers. I think Wanderers will win this one by a fairly comfortable margin.
On campus, mate.
Hey?
On campus.
On campus, exactly right, mate. The newfound Wanderers front row will dominate University. It'll be a good battle of the tight five.
Uni's been, the last couple of years up there with Hamilton on the scrumming.
Yeah,
scrumming
mate, Uni, you know, when I caught up with Dane LaRouche earlier in the year, it's the thing they pride themselves on. It's where they've got a bit of experience. They're quite young in the backs, but...
How's Monet going, mate?
Yeah, I think he's back on deck this week, mate, so he's going well. He's enjoyed his country tour, I'm sure. But, yeah, I think the Wanderers boys will win this one, and I think they'll probably win it by a few tries this week. And, obviously, the Maitland boys, they have the bye this weekend and will be putting their feet up and eyeing...
putting their feet up Saturday afternoon, but they'll be getting down to Maitland Town Hall for their big ball, mid-year ball, mate.
I was going to say, I was getting to that, mate. Thanks for cutting me off. That was
sorry,
nice.
Mate.
But I'm
just
trying
to add value.
Yeah, I like you've added some value there. You've done some research.
I believe there's over 200 people going.
Yeah, lovely. You don't have an exact head count?
No.
Come on, mate. Sharper research, please.
Yeah, sorry.
But, yeah, so they will have their ball on Saturday night. I'm sure they'll be having a look at a couple of those games and probably tuning into that Nelson Bay Hamilton game, I would have thought, to have a bit of a look ahead to what they might face in the finals, as you say. And they do play. I think they play Nelson Bay, but I don't know. I don't think they play Hamilton again. I think they've already played Hamilton twice. So
yeah, they
will play Nelson Bay on the way home. So they'll have a look at them and, seeing how far they can climb. I think the boys out at Marcellin are rating their chances this year and on their day. And it's a bit like the Newcastle Rugby League with the top five in the Newcastle Rugby Union. Anyone can win.
That's right, mate. Yeah, as I said earlier, Maitland is buzzing and... Yeah, it's all going well up there, mate.
Lovely, mate. So that was...
We might touch on, not this week, but in the next coming weeks, why fourth grade's got a bit of a hiatus. But I know the NHRU have a couple of strategic plan meetings coming up over the next month or so, trying to get a direction of where they're heading. So
that's good to see that wait until the season's nearly over to get a direction of where they're going.
We'll keep the punters informed, mate, and... Maybe you could give some of your opinions, mate, that we could put forward to Andy and get him back in here.
Mate, Second round interview. Just take his job. It's all right now. I don't want that job. It's a tough one. Like
must be tough. He's got no air.
I give him some grief, look, at the end of the day, it's a tough job, sports administration. So and these blokes are having a crack. It's not like they're sitting in there trying to send the game down the drain. They're trying to do what they think is in the best interest, and that's all they can do, mate. Certainly, if anyone thinks they can do better jobs, feel free to start with your own local club and get involved and move your way up from there, learn the ropes.
Get on a committee, mate.
Yeah, exactly right, mate.
I saw talking of administration, old Dennis Broad, mate's retiring in a few
years. Yeah, from the NDCA and the bowls. He's just going to sit on the
Hamwick.
50 years, mate. Yeah, he started at 18.
Wow, that's young. Glutton for
punishment, the big fella, but he's done a lot of great things and,
He's got a trophy named after him. We got nothing like that, mate.
Yeah, well, mate,
maybe we could start with the Sportscastle T20.
I'll just start the Sportscastle medal, name it after myself.
The Primac T20.
Yeah, mate. Might start to wrap up now, mate. I think we're running in circles. We're both hitting the wall. Man of the Week. We've got a sponsor on board for Man of the Week, mate.
Who?
Matthews Gardening and Maintenance Services. So, Gardener Maintenance. Young bloke started his own business, so... Basically, what he's going to do is he's going to give away an hour of...
his time.
An hour of, lawn, yard work to the winner. That way they can put their feet up after a hard-earned win in the Sportscastle Man of the Week.
Can we get nominated?
No, well, if you do something wonderful on the sporting field, like,
I'm out this week.
Yeah, mate, look, I'll be honest, if you can dish out more than 6 red cards in a game, I'll put you in there.
All right, challenge accepted.
Look at whoever's JLo's got next round. It'll probably be my 4th grade game, and you'll send me and Sam off first.
Yes.
How'd Sam get 3 red cards in one game? So, yeah, big thank you to Matt for getting on board there. The winner can contact us, and we can put you in touch with Matt. He's in the process of getting all his social and things lined up, starting a new business. So, this week's nominees, the returning freak, Jade Porter at Curry, led the Bulldogs to an outstanding win over the Goannas. They've missed him, mate.
They have.
He's been a good, great return.
Top player, mate.
Top player and an even better bloke, Jade. So I'm not sure. He runs the Kirinari Hostel there. So if he wins, he might get the whole Kirinari lawns, mate. Next up, mate, Chris Logan from Maitland, your brother from another mother. You'd switch him for Sam, wouldn't you?
You said that last week. I definitely would, mate. Yeah. He would never bleach his hair, that bloke.
No, so returned from his country sojourn and got a couple of meat pies from Maitland and was a vocal leading light for them. And the final one, Jack Lennon, as he climbed his way back up the goal-kicking leaderboard with a bag of 6 for Cardiff in their big win. And, mate, who do you think, mate? We've got a winner selected. I've got the list in front of you, but it doesn't say who's won. So who do you think's won it?
I'll probably go with the bloke from Cardiff.
Mate, you're exactly right. Jack Lennon is our winner this week from the Black Diamond AFL.
6 goals is a lot.
It is. It's a good day out, especially in the wind. I don't know how many behinds he kicked.
The winners kicked 1,000 behinds between him, and he kicked 6 goals.
So. Mate, there was a couple of teams that won with only 6 goals. So
good.
Great stuff, Jack Lennon. If anyone's got his contact details, we'll try and tag him. But if not, tag him, let him know to contact us. We've got an hour of free gardening and lawn work for him, or I'll maintenance.
Get his grass cut, that bloke.
Well, yeah. I've seen Matt. I don't think you need to worry about him cutting anyone's grass. But thanks again for tuning in. That's episode 23, if I'm not mistaken. Getting on a roll now, mate. Nearly 6 months in.
2 weeks back.
Yeah, mate. We'll sack you again soon for a week. Don't worry. We'll get Scalzi back. We might see if we can get Scalzi in the next couple of weeks. Next week.
Josh Callan, friend of the show.
Mate, if you'd like to let me finish. Next week, we've got a guest coming on for the Soccer Wrap, Josh Ferreira from Crossbar Capers, which is a new soccer pod. So we're going to have a look at the FA Cup, the NPL and the new FM and just identify the run home and tip who we think is going to go well from there and, have a look at that. And also, as you said, we might be able to get the man, Reece Cooper, on for a bit of an interview as well. So we'll have 2 pods next week. The soccer one will be a standalone. Then we'll have our standard pod without the soccer. So that'll be great to see. For any of you guys that do get right into soccer, check out Crossbar Capers. They publish most of their stuff on YouTube. Josh there has got on board and he's sort of helping us out with a few things. Make sure too, the guys that support our show, the Rugby League Academy, Aerolax Australia, our major sponsor, Primax Sports Tours, and of course our new sponsor, Matthew's Gardening and Maintenance Services. Get around them. If you need any of their services and you can't find them, come through to us. We'll be able to point you in the right direction.
If anyone wants merchandise, we'll get in touch and we'll make some.
You're obsessed with this merchandise, mate. Yeah, if we can get an order of at least 30 stuff, then we'll start doing some Sports Castle merch, mate. Might have a look at memberships next year and do something there.
Platinum lifetime memberships?
No, not platinum lifetime memberships, mate. This is why you're not in charge of anything. But thanks again, mate, for turning up, dragging yourself out after training to the wonderful Owen Craigie Studios.
I'm here, mate.
Once we got rid of the background noise, it's very spacious.
We didn't win the
trigger.
You fit
some large men in here.
We could. Price is 30th, mate. This is where it was.
Yeah, well, mate, the Indigenous connection, I like it. Thanks again, mate. I will enjoy your weekend off. Congrats on the nuptials this weekend. Erica does still have a few days to escape, but
finally made it, mate.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Four kids didn't lock it down. A ring and a veil will. I'm really looking forward to the dulcet tones of Alan Logan speech and Sam's. I'm sure Sam will be a wordsmith, mate.
Yes, I'm sure we could. If we'd done our homework, mate, we could have gone live from the wedding. When you were
Erica would have loved that. Yes, myself and the
Erica or Grant.
Grant McNeil, friend of the show. Mate,
Pony Boys.
Moving along, mate, that wraps up the show. Make sure to check us out on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Plenty of jibber on Twitter, great stuff on Instagram, all the local ladders and a bit more. And interact, send us some messages. Tell us that we're a pair of peanuts and you don't like what we're saying. Tell us if you want to join us, if you've got some more sports that you want covered or...
Get your grounds in.
Yeah, let us know. And your grounds, of course, for ground of the month. We'll come up with a name for that that award. And yeah, we'll get the Ground of the Month happening after the inaugural winners, Neville Thompson Oval, out at Dora Creek. Thanks again, mate, and catch you next week.
See you, mate.